Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So it's our month's fun fact article, and I've got a bonus fun fact to start us off. I will give you three sentences, only two of them are true. I want you to try and guess which one is false. Okay, so fact one, there is a butterfly in Africa that contains enough poison in its body to kill a human.
But butterflies are so...Friendly.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Fact two, a cat has 32 muscles in each of its ears.
Okay. And then what's our third choice?
Third one, an elephant can smell water from 3 miles away.
Okay. Well, I'm going to probably...
One of those is a lie.
Okay. Maybe I would say the elephant one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like elephants can't smell water.
But they've got those huge noses.
They're smart, but I don't think they can smell water.
It's actually the butterfly one.
Oh, wow.
There is a poisonous butterfly, but it's not strong enough to kill a human. It could kill a dog or a cat.
A small animal,
but
perhaps?
It couldn't kill a person unless we sat ate dozens of butterflies, which we're probably not going to do.
Not very tasty.
Okay, so that's just a bit of fun facts to start us off. Now let's read through the article and find out what our real fun fact for the day is.
Reading. Fun facts.The zebra is one African animal most people are familiar with. After all, it's easily recognized for its black and white stripes. This pattern is beautiful, but it raises a widely asked question. What color are zebras underneath their bold coats? A. They are white with black stripes. B. They are black with white stripes.C. They are another color entirely. The answer must have been in black and white to you if you guessed B. Most experts describe zebras as being black with white stripes. This idea is supported by the fact that the animals have dark-colored skin under their patterned coats. Their stripes likely exist to help them with two things.They help zebras stay cool, and they also keep many from becoming another creature's dinner. Zebra stripes achieve the former by deflecting up to 70% of the heat that hits them during the day. As for the latter, experts believe the animal stripes make a group of zebras look like one large mass. This might confuse lions and hyenas that are looking for an easy meal.
So our article begins by saying the zebra is one African animal most people are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're familiar with something, then you recognize it, you know a few things about it, you know exactly what it is. It's not strange or new to you. And I should also say, in the UK, people say zebra rather than zebra. So if you hear a British person saying it, don't get confused. It's just the way we talk.
Yeah, I was confused at first. I was like, zebra crossing?
Zebra crossing.
And I realized it was just the zebra
black and
crossing.
White stripes on the road.
Exactly. All right, so next the article says, after all, it's easily recognized for its black and white stripes. So that's right. Zebra is really easy to recognize. It's really easy to see. And now recognize is our vocabulary word. It's spelled R-E-C-O-G-N-I-Z-E. Recognize. It's a verb and it means to know or remember someone or something. So for example, I didn't recognize you at first with your new haircut. All right. Or I couldn't really see or think about who you were with this new haircut. It really changed you.
You thought, that's a stranger.
Yeah.
I don't know this person.
Prince William.
Did he have a haircut change?
I don't think so.
He's just losing hair.
Or we can use it in another sentence like this. The baby stopped crying when he recognized his mother's voice.
Yep, that'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, of course, what's the thing we recognize about zebras is their stripes. And stripes are a repeating pattern of lines or thicker bands that go in the same direction. For example, like the stripes on a tiger, on a zebra, on a bee, or on this shirt that I am deliberately wearing today because it has stripes on and I can show you what it means.
Right. Then the article says, this pattern is beautiful, but it raises a widely asked question. Let's first learn about what pattern means. It's spelled P-A-T-T-E-R-N. Pattern. It's a noun and it means a repeated design or shape used to decorate something. For example, a checkerboard is a type of pattern with the different kinds of squares, or polka dots with all the different circles, zigzags or stripes on a zebra, or also the stripes on Pat's shirt. For example, we can also say, my grandmother picked this pattern to make a dress.
Okay, so we've got zebras with this stripy coat pattern. And the question that a lot of people want to know or want to ask is, what color are zebras underneath their bold coats?
That's a really good question.
It is, yeah. So what is it black with white, white with black? What's going on? Now, we use the preposition underneath. So underneath all the hair that's on top, what color is their actual skin? If something is underneath something else, it is below or beneath it, like in a layer, so that's under, basically. It's revealed when you lift the thing on top up or remove it. Okay, for example, if you lifted up a rock, you would probably find bugs underneath it.
And dirt. And a lot of other nasty things inside that I don't want to see.
Things you don't, don't pick up rocks.
All right, so it says that we want to know what is beneath their coats or underneath their coats. Now, a coat is usually, you know, for humans, we wear this when it's cold outside, like we wear coats and jackets to stay warm. But animals have coats too, but it's not like the ones where they can, you know, put on and take off. Coats here means the animal's fur, hair, or wool. So usually zebras and horses, they have very, very thin hair like that. We can't really see it right now.
Yeah, or thicker, I guess, for their mane and stuff like that.
So coat means the animal's fur, hair, or wool. So let's take a look at the choices that we have for today. Why is it like that?
Or what's under it, rather.
Yeah.
We've got three choices. A, they are white with black stripes.
Or B, the opposite, they are black with white stripes.
Interesting. C, they are another color entirely.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's look at that word entirely. It's E-N-T-I-R-E-L-Y, entirely. The L-Y gives away that it is an adverb, and entirely here means the same as completely. And we use it to emphasize something's importance. For example, the two brothers look similar, but they have different personalities entirely. So very different, completely different.
All right, so do you want to take a guess? Do you think it's
black A? Black with white, white
B
with black.
Or C?
I don't think they would have black skin. Or maybe they would. They come from hot places, so it might be
I've always thought it would be A, though, because they have more white than black
if you cut off a cat's hair, like to give it an operation, it's kind of white. Yeah. I'm going to go with the white underneath one.
Yeah, same here. All right, so did you guys pick? Should we look at our answer?
Let's take a look.
It says, the answer must have been in black and white to you if you guessed B.
Okay, so it's B.
The opposite. There we go. So in black and white is actually our shortcut for you for today. So let's first find out this video to find out what it means.
Shortcut for you.
Have you been watching Game of Kings?
I have. The show keeps getting more and more exciting.
Do you have any theories about how it will end?
I think Ron Snow is going to be killed off soon.
Are you crazy? He is such an important character. I think he'll become king.
I don't believe that will ever happen.
I think all of the clues the show has revealed, the answer is in black and white.
Wow, you must be watching the show on a really old TV. It's actually in color, you know.
I'm not talking about actual colors. If something isn't black and white, it means it's really clear.
All right, so to be in black and white means 如同白纸黑字般清楚明了。
Yeah. Hey, who do you think will win the throne?
The sister of dragon.
What?
She has dragons. She has power. What's going to happen next is really in black and white.
All right, so we learned that in black and white just means it's very easy to understand. It's very probably written clearly for you or said very clearly for you.
Yeah, you're not going to get it wrong somehow. It's like, I know exactly what it is. There's no gray area, we could also say. Okay, now, zebras.
Yeah.
Zebras, black with white stripes. As the article says, most experts describe zebras as being black with white stripes.
Hmm. Definitely not what I thought.
It says, I got it wrong too.
Yeah, it says this idea is supported by the fact that the animals have dark color skin under their patterned coats. Oh, okay.
So we were kind of right in thinking it's the skin color that's important.
Yeah, that's right. And here we see like grammar point here. It says the fact that we add a subject plus a verb. Now that is a type of noun clause. So we use it to add more information to something else. So the fact that Christina knows Chinese means she can show us around the city. So around Taipei City. Or you can also replace the fact with words like a promise. Like Diana made a promise that she would go to the museum with us. Mm-hmm. Or you can also use a secret. The secret that Stacy had a 2-year-old daughter was finally revealed.
Wow.
You can even use here. I hear that Joe knows Jeremy Lin.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Go Joe. Okay, so we've got these zebras. We also find out that their stripes likely exist to help them with two things, okay? So there's two reasons why zebras have stripes, okay? Now there we use the verb exist, E-X-I-S-T, exist. And here it means to be real, to be found in a particular place or situation. It's there, we can see it, we know it's there, so it exists. Here's another example for this word. Do you think that aliens from other planets really exist?
I do.
You do?
I do. Even though we have not found anything yet, but I'm pretty sure...
I suppose...
There's something out there.
It's a big universe. There probably should be something somewhere.
Yeah, or maybe we are the aliens to other people.
Yeah, that's probably true. We're pretty weird.
Yeah, humans can be weird. All right, next, the article says, they help zebras stay cool, and they also keep many from becoming another creature's dinner. So that's why zebras also have this kind of patterned skin. So that's one of the reasons.
Okay, so well, two, it's the cooling down and hiding from lions and stuff like that that wants to eat them. Let's look at the first one, the cooling down. The article says zebras' stripes achieve the former, so that's the cooling one, by deflecting up to 70% of the heat that hits them during the day. So this is an interesting word, deflect. It means to cause something to change direction, often after it hits something. So think of a guy playing baseball. He's got a bat. He swings the bat at the ball, and the baseball hit the player's helmet instead of the bat and deflected away from the catcher. So the catcher thought he was going to get it. The ball hit the helmet and flew off in another direction. So, yeah, sunlight can be deflected by white things. White kind of bounces a lot of the sunlight away.
Right.
So the white stripes keep it cool.
Right, especially in the place that they live in. Mm. It's very hot there, so it's super useful for them. Next, the article says, as for the latter, experts believe the animal stripes make a group of zebras look like one large mass. So as for is a phrase, and it means in regards to or when you're speaking about something. So you can use it as for somebody or as for something. For example, as for James, he doesn't want to eat fast food anymore. Now, in the article earlier, we talked about as for the latter. Okay, it means that for the last point or the last thing we mentioned. So first, we talked about how the skin on the coat on the zebra's coat reflects off or deflects off the light. We're talking about the last point, the second point.
Okay, and that latter thing means the second of the 2 points, so about hiding. the zebras and stopping them from getting eaten by lions or other big animals, crocodiles, things like that. Now, the way that works, now some people might think, well, does it help them hide in the grass with the stripes?
No, that would be an easy target, I think, for the animals, right?
Maybe helps them hide in the shadows, who knows? But the article explains what it actually does is when the lion sees the zebras all together, it makes a group look like one large mass. Oh. Now, the word mass is a noun. It's spelled M-A-S-S, mass, and it means a large body or a piece of something with no real definite shape, okay? Mm-hmm. For example, the heavy rain turned my English homework into a big mass of wet paper. So instead of being three or four pieces of paper, it's now just a lump.
Big pile.
So words like lump, pile, clump, other things like that. And that's kind of what we mean by mass. It's, we don't really know how big or how small it is, although it's probably usually quite big.
Yeah, usually it's a large
thing. It's got no shape that we can describe. It's just a big pile, basically. And that's how the stripes actually work. So instead of seeing one zebra, they just see, like, this big black and white thing over there.
So it's kind of like an illusion, optical illusion.
It's a trick, yes. Yeah. It's a trick.
Okay, so let's see. In the article, it says, this might confuse lions and hyenas that are looking for an easy meal. Okay, so it makes sense because we mentioned again that all of these patterns, all of their stripes are together as a mass. Maybe the lions and hyenas think, wow, that's a huge...
That's a really big animal. Because they can't see where one zebra ends and the next one begins. They just see something the size of a hill. Something like that.
So this makes them confused, or it confuses them. And that's also our vocabulary word. It's spelled C-O-N-F-U-S-E. Confuse. It's a verb and it means to make something not clear and not easy to understand.
Yeah, like not black and white. Mm-hmm. So use that phrase we saw earlier in the article.
It's the opposite of black and white.
Yes.
For example, I can say, this math problem confuses me. I don't get it. And that's because I'm not very good at math anyway.
No, me neither.
So it's not very easy for me to understand. I don't know what these problems mean or what things I need to use to solve it. So it confuses me. Mm-hmm. Or we can also change it to an adjective as well. If you say confused with an ED, it's an adjective. So I feel very confused. It means you feel like you don't really understand this thing at all.
Exactly. Now, another word we mentioned there was hyena. Mm. Now, you probably know what a lion is. You may not know, a hyena is another kind of, I think they're more related to dogs than cats. They live in sort of deserts, certainly in Africa. And I guess they're famous if you've seen the film The Lion King.
Those kind of
grey bad guy creatures who are always making
crazy laughs.
Hyenas make this odd laughing noise, which sounds a little bit scary.
Can you make the sound?
I can't. I can't do a hyena laugh, but it's really, really odd. Check it out on YouTube or something. See some animal video. So whatever these animals are, hyenas, lions, crocodiles, they just can't figure out, okay, I want to eat that, but it's really big and I don't know where to start eating it.
Yeah.
So as long as the zebras stick together in a group, in a family, then they might confuse the predators, we call them. But if one of them wanders off on its own...
Be careful there.
It's probably not going to get out alive.
That's right.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's article and the first of our two fun facts. So now let's go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what is the most interesting animal print to you and why? Now here, print, we mean the colour pattern that it has. So tiger stripes, leopard spots,
cheetahs
have these kind of spots and stuff. Giraffes have that sort of odd pattern on them. Did you know that no two giraffes have the same pattern?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're all really unique.
It's almost like a unique thing to identify them. Like this giraffe has this pattern No other one will. It's like fingerprints. They're individual.
I did not know that.
There you go.
That's actually a really interesting fact.
So I'm going to say giraffes because they're all different. So that means there's this kind of really inventive, you know, sort of magical ability for all these giraffes to look similar, but just different enough. So then go, okay, that's Paul.
That's Jerry.
That's Dave kind of thing.
Well, for me, I really like cheetah spots.
Okay.
I think actually a lot of animal prints are really beautiful. But it's a pity that, you know, maybe sometimes people use it for like clothing or, you know, to fur and stuff like that. I also really like Dalmatian spots.
Okay.
I think it's really cute.
You're not going to go off
Cruella
and make some giant
No. That's too cruel.
Yeah, that'd be going a bit too far. I mean, some other animals, if you've ever seen, and this is a really odd one, again, you'll have to look it up. It's called a mandrill. It's a large kind of monkey creature, and they are crazy colourful all around their bodies, the male ones only. They have kind of like pink and purple and green bits of fur on their coats.
Is that an alien?
No, it's an actual big strange monkey. Check it out. Mandrill. Okay, look them up. They're really cool. One thing, though, I was confused by the whole zebra stripe thing. I thought they were barcodes for lions. So
when the lions check out.
Yeah, it's like, beep, okay, one zebra. And then they know, you know, it could be how many calories they're getting from that zebra, how much meat, you know, is it a good deal?
Diet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I assumed. I always thought they were barcodes for the big predators of Africa. Seems I'm wrong.
Yep.
Never mind. Let's see if I get it any more right when we look at the second fun fact tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Fun facts. The zebra is one African animal most people are familiar with. After all, it's easily recognized for its black and white stripes. This pattern is beautiful. But it raises a widely asked question. What color are zebras underneath their bold coats? A. They are white with black stripes. B. They are black with white stripes. C. They are another color entirely. The answer must have been in black and white to you if you guessed B. Most experts describe zebras as being black with white stripes. This idea is supported by the fact that the animals have dark-colored skin under their patterned coats. Their stripes likely exist to help them with two things. They help zebras stay cool, and they also keep many from becoming another creature's dinner. Zebra's stripes achieve the former by deflecting up to 70% of the heat that hits them during the day. As for the latter, experts believe the animal's stripes make a group of zebras look like one large mass. This might confuse lions and hyenas that are looking for an easy meal.
Vocabulary review.
Recognize. While I was walking to the store yesterday, someone waved at me, but I didn't recognize them. Pattern. The bright pattern of my friend's jacket makes it easy to see him on the street. Entirely. I know what I'd like to eat, but what I have in my refrigerator is another matter entirely. Exist. My aunt is sure that ghosts are real, but I don't think they exist. Mass. When the hunter fired his gun, the birds flew into the air in one huge mass. Confuse. I'm not good at puzzle games. They just confuse me.